Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol neyeh bivro.
Amen.
We discussed in the past the unique terminology Vayitzak Moshe Lashem al Devarat Svarim, rewinding back to Parshas Vayera. Moshe Rabbeinu had to shout, he had to scream al Devarat Svarim. We mentioned Rabbeinu Ephraim, and not just Rabbeinu Ephraim, but others of the Sisra Chaim points out, as does Ravaji Yosef and others, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to raise his voice in the context of plague number two? And the reason why Moshe had to scream out is because he had the croaking of the frogs all over the land of Egypt. He had to raise his voice. Somebody who's davening. Tzorech la'hashmi la'oznov. You have to be able to hear yourself, at least in theory. You have to have the yecholas to hear the words of tefillah escaping your lips. And with all the croaking, all the rivets, rife all throughout the land, Moshe had no choice but to raise his voice. Hence, Vayitzak Moshe adds Avaji Yosef in the Shuri. Harishim Letzion, he writes that Mamela, we understand now why the Torah had to continue Vayitzak Moshe Lashem al Devarat Svardin. Why mention that superfluous? Just tell me that he davened. Elawat al Devarat Svardin. He had to raise his voice. Explains the Pesuk. Why did he have to raise his voice? Al Devar, because of all the Diburim, all the rivets, all the croaking that was emanating forth from all the frogs all over the land. Mamela adds Avaji Yosef, it's not simply by Yitzhak Moshe Lashem, by Yitzhak Moshe al Devar, based on the Dibur of all the different frogs. And Lamaisa, we notice other explanations why al Devar at Tzvardim. I saw Rabbi Akiva Sofer of the famous Sofer dynasty. He writes in a Sefer Tzuf Devash, yet another explanation why the additional words al Devar at Tzvardim. And he says because Moshe Rabbeinu clearly wouldn't be davening for a Rasha. Why in the world would Moshe Rabbeinu be davening? Elawat, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you let the frogs continue what they're doing, and what were they doing? Well, we know the famous Gemara Masechet and Gimel Amud Beis, that the great Hanani Mishova Azarya, they inferred a Kavachomer from the frogs. If the frogs, who are now Mitzuvah and Kiddushim Shemayim, and still they display, they manifested the readiness, the willingness to sacrifice their lives and to jump into the fiery furnace to be Makadishim Shemayim, then we, Alachas Kamakam, who are Taka Mitzuvah, let's go ahead and jump into the fiery furnace and give up our lives to be Makadish, to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a Mela. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm very worried over here because I know that David still wants to send 10 Malkus. I know that he wants to be Makadish, his name in the entire world. And the Mitzvah have to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholeit over every Bria in the entire world, that Tzach Hadash Be'achav, over the Brias in the land and the Brias in the sea, the Brias in the sky, every aspect of a chelik of the Bria, every one of the Tzamakas was to illustrate yet another aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the omnipotent being who created the world, is all powerful in the sense that he controls every single aspect of the Bria. So Moshe says, I wanted to be 10 Malkus. So what was unique about Tzfardeya? That Paro might succumb to the ultimate realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholeit over everything, even though the plague of frogs, Vayasu Chein Chartumi Mitzrayim. But what was unique about plague number two? He also witnessed that the frogs were doing something that was completely antithetical to what their etzam host, what the core essence is all about, because no frog in his right mind would ever go ahead and jump headfirst into a fiery furnace. See, even though the plague itself could be duplicated, what was Moshe Rabbeinu worried about? Why did he have to daven? If I don't daven, then I know that with time, throughout the Hemshech of the 7-day plague, even Paro is going to recognize that there has to be a God who is controlling the world. Why? Because even if the frogs themselves can be duplicated, whether you call it an optical illusion or not, so it doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa, my own necromancers could do it, but so, frogs that we create, frogs don't jump into fiery furnaces, they don't jump into ovens. Ella must be that there's a God who's controlling the frogs of the world, and he's directing them into the ovens to sanctify his name. Mamela, if that would be such a chokha, it would be mucha milsim in AMA that there's a God, because why in the world would frogs do something completely contrary to what their essence is all about? It must be that there is a God. So Mamela writes the Tzuf Tavash, Vayitzak Moshe Lashem, Moshe said, I'm going to daven, why? Al Devarat Tzvardim, all the Diburim of the Tzvardim, one to the next, saying, hey, Tommy the frog, let's go jump into the oven today. Let's go jump over here. Let's go into the toaster oven. You go into the microwave. They're all talking to one another. We have to be Makani Shem Shemai. Zion. Amela al devara tzvardim. Why did he daven? He davened because he was worried about the diburim of the tzvardim. Then each one was saying, "Hey, you be the one to go in." Amela, we have to daven because otherwise, frank the tzuv damas, there's no way that Moshe Rabbeinu would be davening to help out the mitzvah. It doesn't make any sense. But let me take it back to a shiur that we gave last Thursday night, Ravoba. A beautiful sichus we have now on Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos, Shiuri Chumash by the Baal Machaber, Ale Shur, and a number of other Sfarim. And his Shiurim on Chumash, Ravoba, as bother, we have Vayeter al Hashem Eloshin of Tfilo, Nisamitz B'Tfilo, Rashi says, Legabi Makas Orov. And what's this idea of Ayetz Emotion in part of Vayeter al Hashem? Adu Hisamitz Moshe B'Tfilo, Fret of Hova. Why in the world would Moshe be davening and not stop davening? But he's Mesamitz B'Tfilo, he's strengthening himself. Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Todos, Vayeter Yitzchak, Loshin Hitzavo B'Tfilo, continuous incessant prayer. He's wrapped in incessant prayer, constantly davening. Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Kedekach, Yedav so much for who? For Paro? Paro Harosha? What's going on here? Writes Rav Volba, it's an unbelievable chiddush. Who is Amitz Mitzad Rachmanuso? Asimol Amitzriyev. He was commiserating for the plight of the Egyptians that they had to suffer so much. Why? Because no Seba Olam Chaver was Shaykh Gamim Rishoyev. No Seba Ol Shaykhim Kol Adam Bein Tzadik Bein Rosha. No Seba Olam Chaveru includes you have to mamish even feel the pain. And we wanted to add to this the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amad Zayin, Megillah, Daf Yud, Masa Yade, Toma Bayam, Atzamot, Salam, Shira. That's why Bikshim Malachi Asher, they wanted to sing Shira. Hashem says, no, you can't sing Shira. So the Tozer Rav, many asked the Kasha, how can it be that Klai Yisrael was actually allowed? Some answer, well, since they were the ones who oppressed, Hamada, they were allowed to. Terence says, what? Avada Klaisol, they contain human emotions, they can feel the pain, and they can empathize and commiserate for the Egyptians at the same time, that they're rejoicing all the while that, yes, Hashem, thank you for saving us. But in the end of the day, they can still feel the pain. Mashenke, a Malach Zok that tells the Rav can only experience and manifest one emotion at any given time. If they would be singing Shira, occupied with rejoicing and singing to the Borei Olam, they wouldn't be able to feel. At the same time, not only that, they don't have that emotional spectrum to feel mamish the pain. No say, but oh, that's uniquely a human characteristic. Going back to Shavuos Peches and Beis, the Torah given to us, we have these emotions. We can be no say, but chavero, amela, we could sing and they can't. But what do you see from here? Saying that idea, there we were able to be no say, but we could, according to the Tzarov, we could feel the pain that so many Egyptians had to lose their lives in Kriyas Yamsim, and at the same time, we can rejoice. No say, but chavero, yet, why is he dominating? Because he's no Seba Olam Chavero. He's feeling the pain of the Egyptians. Rav Volba also discussed this idea earlier when we were introduced to the Galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, turning back to Shmos, and the last Pasuk in the second Aliyah, Vayigdal HaYeled, writes the Ramban, that's when the Yeled grew up. That's highlighted his physical maturation. And then we have a break. We have Shlishi, the first Pasuk of the third Aliyah. Vayigdal Moshe, writes the Ramban, this is Mitzad, the Indian of Ruchnius. Vayigdal, now the Das, the Chelek HaRuchni, a Moshe. Now he's Vayigdal Moshe, not Stam Vayigdal HaYeled, highlighting the physical component. And now it's the Ruchni stick under the Bechinas HaDas. He now grew, he matured. And what's the first thing? In the same breath, in the same Pasuk, of being introduced to Moshe, now not Stam as a Yeled Ba'alma, but rather as Vayigdal Moshe, the Moshian Shal Yisrael. The water is going to be Moshe, is going to pull everybody else out of the water. Vayigdal Moshe is, how is it defined, juxtaposed to that highlight of Moshe's Galus is Vayar B'Savlosam Satrashia P'i the Menrish HaGadah Nosan Enov B'Liv Elios Meitzaleim. He was able to feel the pain, and what does that mean, right? So Voba, it means you have to go in and give over your eyes, his stockless, scrutinize, look, what does that individual need, and to feel it in the lave. It doesn't mean stam hishtatfis v'tzar shel azulas. We tend to think erroneously. You know what it means? No sevul chavero. I'm a shtatif in his tzar. It's not a shtat. That's not. That doesn't suffice. No sevul chavero means I'm carrying the burden with him, and not stam joining in his tzar. I'm being mistakel. What is causing him tzar? Let me look closely. What really is the pain? Let me feel it. Let me observe it. Let me witness it visually, and then let me mamish feel it. Let me put myself vicariously into their life, and let me mamish feel it. We mentioned on Thursday night the story of Yitzhak Isaac Sher, the Roshiva Slabodka, when his wife was sick in the hospital. She was taken into Shaar Tzedek for 6 weeks. 6 weeks in the hospital, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Sher was Rosh Yeshiva. He's running a yeshiva, and he's saying daily shurim, and he told the people in the hospital, please put a second bed into her hospital room. I said, Rosh Yeshiva, why? He says, I want to move in with her now for the next 6 weeks. He says, yeah, but you have to say sure in the Tamina. He says, you don't stand. He says, it's not enough that I'm just going to come and visit. It's not enough that I'm going to come and visit my wife 5, 6, 10 hours a day. I'm going to live here with her in the hospital room. I'm going to run out just to say the shir. But explain this, Lavoka Rosh Hashiva. If I'm going to really be Meshtaltif in the Tsar of the Zulas, and I'm going to feel her pain and be Mekayim Nosev Olam Chaveiro, if it's going to be Rav Aryeh Levin's, my wife's foot hurts us, then it's got to be that I'm experiencing that I'm next to her every time she's getting the shots, every time she's woken up in the middle of the night, every time she has to be rolled over. I want to be there. I want to witness it. I want to be there every time she's getting a treatment, because I want to feel her pain from morning until night so that it can properly be Nosev Olam Chaveiro. But adds Rav Vobel, what do we see from here? That same aspect, Nosev Olam Chaveiro, was extended not just Vayar B'Savlosam, the Achinu B'nei Yisrael. It was extended when he saw that the Mitzri was beating up the Jew, that's Pasha. But when a Jew was fighting with another Jew even then, and the Megir Chiddush, when he left and he saw that the shepherds were chasing after the daughters of Yisrael, even then when it was Goyim from other Goyim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Nosev Olam Chaveiro all the way through, Bein Letzadik, Bein Lerasha. Answer of Oba. Says the Saba Mikelm, there was a Meiritik Amaisa. They knew about the Alter Mikelm that his face looked completely different on Shabbos and during the week. Every Shabbos, his face radiated a shining countenance. Everybody knew. You saw the Alter's face. You knew when it was Shabbos and knew when it was Stam, a weekday. And one Shabbos, they didn't see the difference and they figured something was troubling him. So they asked the Alter, what's bothering you so much? He said that there was a Maskil, a notorious Maskil, who had just passed away right before Shabbos and it was causing him pain. So why is it causing him pain? Should be rejoicing. He was a Sony Yisrael. He was Sony Anas. Why are you so besimcha? He says, because I can't get over the Tsar. I'm being meshtate for the Tsar. Imagine his neshama now in the Olam HaEmes when Abishter shows him all his mistakes that he lived his whole life was one big farce, one big lie. Can you imagine the pain of his neshama now looking and seeing that his whole life was all for naught, that he missed the boat and he was mamish lahachis, a Sony Yisrael. And the Alter became HaKadikav that had stirred his on Shabbos, that it was going to start this maskil, a notorious maskil, but he says, that's when I got a glimpse of what itaka means, no sivol and chavero, bein the tzaddik, bein the rasha, bein the yudi, bein the guy, it's a pella, but that's what it demands of us, no sivol and chavero. So what's the pshat? How do you understand this, gevaldig echidish or Rav Vobel? Mamash to be no sivol and chavero, not only for a yid, but for a guy, not only for a rosh and a rusha, I should be no sivol and chavero, the tzartzis pasha. Because what have we been observing in Parshas Vayera Bo and all the Malkus? Well, let's go back to Vayera, the beginning, three plagues. We know we had Dan Tzfardei Akinim. And Chazal tells us, Rashi brings the Medrash, that Aaron HaKohen had to do the beginning Malkus. Why? Because in the end of the day, the sand protected Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayitimineo b'cho, vayarki inish. He hit him in the sand. And Moshe Rabbeinu was protected by the water. Tavis Moshe placed into the Nile. Amel Al-Tzakor Satov. Moshe can't perform the first three Malkus. Answer Chaim Shmulov, it's the famous Tikkun Sichas Musar. I don't understand. Chazal being Megala to me that Moshe Rabbeinu can't do the first three plagues because he owes a debt of gratitude to what? To the sand? To the inanimate sand? He owes a debt of gratitude. He has to be Makir Tov to what? To water? To these inanimate things? They have no Das. They have no Chachol. Why in the world does he have to be Makir? Elaba Korcha Tzachloma writes the Mir Rosh Hashiva Tzichas Moser Mosby that a Korcha Tzachloma is not simply be Makir Tov because you have to be Mashalim the Tov to somebody else. Doesn't mean stop payback a favor. Hakaras Hatov is a pshat you need it for you. Because if you're a mensch, you want to go ahead and be an emistik odom. An emistik odom, what's demanded of you is to be a mensch, the type of individual who always is makir tov. If you're not the makir tov, then there's a pagan, there's something deficient, there's a void in your own neshama. Ameila, Hakaras Hatov is not simply going to pay back the debt of gratitude. In fact, Rabbi Yechiel Mochel Stern writes in Nishmas Kochai, notice how it's not called a shlomos hatov. It's simply a Hakaras Hatov. Why? Because in essence, you can never fully pay back a favor. Somebody goes in and does a ma'isa tov for you. You can never call it hashlomas tov. Okay, you did X for me. I paid you back. That's it. I'm done. It's never done. The rest of your life, you have to be makar tov. All you can do is be makar the tov. You can never have a shlomas tov. You can never mamash pay it up. Idea is why you're doing it. It's for you. You have to be an individual. It's all about a karsa tov. Same thing is carried over, writes the Chochem Tzvi, Ratzvi Ashkenazi, the Posek Hador, 1600s, writes the Chochem Tzvi in Tshuva Simen Chavav. When Chazal tell us, you're not allowed to steal from a guy. You think it's because Hashem cares so much about the money of a guy? It's not because the Eibishter says you have to have a rachmonis on the kesef of a guy. It's a pshat that if you're someone who steals even from a guy, then there's a piggy in you. How could you be a yid? How could an emistic yid allow himself to steal from a guy? That's why the Eibishter says you're not allowed to steal from a guy. Don't go ahead and destroy your midos. That's going to be something that's going to lead to a tremendous kilkul in your own midos, ros, and mishchosos. You can't be someone who steals even from a guy. Not because we care about the yenim, not because we care so much about his money. We care so much about you and your midos and your tchunas and nefesh, and that's what could be destroyed, chalila, if you allow yourself to succumb to that temptation. May life show that's the same yisodah we're nosim olam chavero. It's not the pshat, oh, be nosim olam chavero, and go ahead and really be mishtati the tzar of a rosha, of a roshan, of a guy turns says you need to do it for you. Because a yid needs to be a yid who's makatoma, a yid needs to be a yid who doesn't steal. And if you don't feel the nosim of chavel for roshan, you don't feel it for par, you know what's going to happen? It's going to have a ripple effect. And immediately you're going to stop feeling the nosim of chavel for a yid as well. A yid, an emistic yid, has to be 24-7, 365. Always nosim of chavel. Not because a paro needs it, not because Hashem cares so much about you feeling his pain, but because Hashem says, I care about you, and you have to be a yid who knows how to always be a nosev olam chavero, a legamri 24/7, 365, because you have to transform yourself into a baal midas toivas. Have vayetar, why is Moshe Rabbeinu davening zaktavoba? He's davening vayetar, he's davening vayitzak, hitzah betvila, samitz betvila. Why? Not because he cares so much about paro, because he has to care about paro, because he has to care about himself. And to be an emistik yid, of course, I don't touch the water, I don't touch the sand. I'm a mela, I don't want to be a gazan, I don't want to steal from money. No matter to whom it belongs, in the same vein, I don't want to go ahead and watch and observe even a goy, a roshim rusha, suffering pain. I want to daven for him. Why? Because that's the type of person that's a yid. Vayigdal galus is vayar b'savosam nosan inav v'libel yismeitz aleim. And not just for his fellow yidin, but for everybody in the world. Mela we zok to Rav Yaakov Emden and Perkei Yavas and his Lechem Shemayim commentary and Yavas Aleph Yud Beis. Oives Abrius. Oives Abrius. Why don't say Oives Israel? Writes Rav Yaakov Emden. Oives Abrius is kolal even the goyim. The Hainu Hillel is telling you. Having mitamin of shal Aaron or Yisholim Rode Yisholim, oh, he's a brius. Always a brius. What do you mean brius? Oh, he's a brius. Says the pshat of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. You got to love everybody, Jew and non-Jew alike. Brachos Yedzayin Rala from Yochanan Metzakeh. Having makdim shalom afilo nachish v'shuk. You got to love Jews and you got to. You have to love the goyim so much. Yeah, you know why? Because you got to be a person who's an oev. Because you got to be a person who's makatov. Got to be a person who's machshiv everybody else's money. Someone who's no simel chavero. Because the Eibishter says, look at the person you have to become. That's what the Eibishter cares about. The Mela, that's a common theme, a common denominator, and so many of the lessons of the Torah we should be Zaycha, Emet Hashem, especially in snowstorms, to care about everybody else, to make sure the elderly, those with special needs, with concerns, our neighbors, to make sure we're shoveling not just our own walks, but our neighbors' walks, and making sure everything else, we're helping. That's why, Abishter, why does he send us snowstorms? It's always a test in midas. Do we honk? Do we get angry? Do we get bitter? Every snowstorm is another test in midas. It's another Nisayan. Do we care just about ourselves? Do we care about everybody else? You gotta care about everybody else, and you gotta help everybody else, because that's a Gilui. So what type of person you are, to pass all those tests, not to get angry, not to lose sleep, just to be erlich yidin throughout the snowstorm. Have a good enough. Be safe, be warm, and have a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish.